The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 1st of March, 2008. It's the birthday of the poet Robert Hass, born in San Francisco, 1941, whose collections of poetry include Human Wishes and Sun Underwood. Robert Hass, who said, "Take the time to write, you can do your life's work in half an hour a day." It's the birthday of Ralph Ellison, born in Oklahoma City, 1914, published only one novel in his lifetime, but it was considered one of the great novels of the 20th century, Invisible Man, 1952. It took him 7 years to write it. It's the birthday of Howard Nemiroff, New York City, 1920. His father was the president of a fancy men's clothing store. And young Howard, once he was introduced to literature, decided he never wanted to do anything else but read and write and talk about it. He was a teacher of literature for the rest of his life. Known for his funny and playful poems, he believed that poems and jokes were similar art forms. He wrote, "Jokes concentrate on the most sensitive areas of human concern, sex, death, religion, and the most powerful institutions of society, and poems do the same." When he was asked what his poems were about, he said, "I write about bugs, birds, trees, running water, still reflecting water, even people, sometimes." It's the birthday of Richard Wilbur, New York City, 1921. His father was an artist who painted pictures for advertisements. Richard Wilbur entered the military during World War II. He was supposed to go into cryptography, but instead he went into the frontline infantry. During lulls in the fighting, he sat in his foxhole reading Edgar Allan Poe and writing poems about the war. Not so much about the battles, but more about the quiet moments. They were published in 1947 in his first book, The Beautiful Changes. Richard Wilbur became one of America's leading poets at a time when most of the others were suffering from mental illness or alcoholism and writing about their madness. Meanwhile, Richard Wilbur kept writing formal poems and living the life of a professor of literature. And it's the birthday of Robert Lowell, born in Boston, 1917, to one of the most distinguished and famous families in Boston. Wrote his early poems in the style of Milton with elaborate meter and rhyme schemes. Won the Pulitzer Prize for his first major collection, Lord Wyrie's Castle. His collection, Life Studies, came out in 1959, a collection of rather autobiographical poems written in a conversational free verse style. Robert Lowell, who had a difficult life, suffering from manic depression and three difficult marriages. One of his few stable relationships was with his friend, the poet Elizabeth Bishop. He died in a taxi in 1977. Here's a poem by Robert Lowell on his birthday, a poem entitled Water. It was a Maine lobster town. Each morning, boatloads of hands pushed off for granite quarries on the islands and left dozens of bleak white frame houses stuck like oyster shells on a hill of rock. And below us, the sea lapped the raw little matchstick mazes of a weir where the fish for bait were trapped. Remember, we sat on a slab of rock. From this distance in time, it seems the color of iris rotting and turning purpler, but it was only the usual gray rock turning the usual green when drenched by the sea. The sea drenched the rock at our feet all day and kept tearing away flake after flake. One night you dreamed you were a mermaid clinging to a wharf pile and trying to pull off the barnacles with your hands. We wished our two souls might return like gulls to the rock. In the end, the water was too cold for us. Robert Lowell's poem, Water, from his selected poems, published by Ferris Strauss and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. and by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness online at loveandforgive.org. Produced by Ella Shovanek and engineered by Thomas Schweitzer. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.